It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we've been talking about diving into Christ, and that was something that originated with a conversation that I had with my father over the weekend last weekend. Today we want to talk about breaking the surface and letting go of what's holding you back. Scripture focus comes from Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run the race marked out for us. You know, one summer I worked for Vortex Springs, which is actually down in Florida. I originated as a diving school, and students visit from all over the world still to this day to dive. Some even cave dive, with, of course, the regulations on that. But when a diver breaks the surface of the water, there's a moment of full surrender. They are leaving the safety of the air above and plunging deep below. Spiritually, many of us long to dive fully into our walk with Christ, but we're held back by things that we just haven't released. So let's take a look and kind of compare. So divers, they must release all the air if they want to go deeper. To descend, a diver has to let go. And spiritually, going deeper with Christ requires letting go of pride and fear and control, and holding on just keeps you kind of at the surface. Number two, divers carry only what's necessary, because carrying too much weight underwater can be super dangerous. Likewise, carrying emotional or spiritual baggage keeps us from experiencing the freedom in Christ. Number three, divers move slowly, but they move intentionally. Carrying too much weight, and of course, when you carry too much weight, you gotta move slowly and more intentionally, because fast movements cause disorientation. In faith, moving slowly and intentionally through surrender often leads to greater clarity and more peace. And number four, deep waters reveal beauty that you just can't see at the surface. So by letting go and diving deeper into Jesus, we allow ourselves to experience treasures in his presence that we never discover if we were having a shallow relationship. And finally, divers trust their gear to survive below, and we must trust God's word and spirit and grace to sustain us when we go deeper than we've ever been before. So what's holding you down right now in your dive with Christ? Could it be sin or shame, guilt or bitterness, fear or even comfort? Maybe it's a toxic relationship. Maybe you have a secret habit, or a voice from your past is still whispering in your ear that you're not enough. These weights might be hidden, but they keep us stuck beneath the surface, never going deeper into the freedom that Jesus offers. And the truth is that you can't dive in with open hands if you're still clinging on to things that he's asking you to lay down and put aside. And yes, we know that letting go isn't easy, but it takes courage to confront the things that are hindering our faith. But God never asks you to release something without replacing it with something better: healing and peace, purpose and freedom. So breaking the surface means choosing to forgive when you want to stay bitter, trust when it's easier to control, surrender even when it's scary, confess instead of hiding, a lot of people do that, and say yes to God even when it feels inconvenient, because when you lay your burdens at his feet, you're free to run, to swim, to dive without any of those chains. So today, ask yourself the question, what am I holding on to that is keeping me from going deeper with God? And what in the world would it look like if I finally just let go? As we come to you in prayer today, Lord, we confess that we've allowed fear and sin and past hurts to keep us from going deeper. And today we want to surrender every weight that's been holding us back, because we trust you to carry what we can't. Help us break through the surface and step fully into life you've called us to live. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.